Yeah, it was. And it was brewing for a couple of days. You know, again, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. A lot of people took a lot of shots at this team over the last 48 hours. And it really hit home to me. And, you know, the way that our team played, you know, not only did we physically get after these guys last year, but we did it again here at the end of the game. And I think it says a lot about this team. And, you know, I'm really upset and disrespected by what Lou Holtz said publicly about our team and Ohio State and Buckeye Nation. And we're not going to stand for that, because that's not even close to true. We had one bad half a couple years ago up in Ann Arbor. We did in the second half. But every game we play in, we're physical. We are. I don't know where that narrative comes from, but that ends tonight. This team right here showed toughness. They showed grit. They didn't give up, and they found a way to get that last yard. And I'm sick over those short yardages that we didn't finish, but that's the game. And the last matchup game we were in, we were one play short. This play, we finished it the right way, and I'm really proud of our team. Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Brian, on the previous round, you went with the neck on the end of round.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? And did that factor into your decision to go check
out? Yes. Yeah. I mean, we didn't get it the one before, and I'm really upset about that. We got to get that yard. And then on that play in particular, we got the look that we wanted, and we got 3-for-3 right there, and we thought that we could knife it in for 1 yard because, you know, when they're inside playing defense, there's an opportunity to get the ball outside. We didn't do it. There was 4 opportunities where the whole game could be different if we convert in those situations. So upset about that, but I'm not going to be upset right now because that was one heck of a win for our team. It was a great win for Ohio State. It's always been Ohio against the world, and it continues to be to this day. And I hope everybody in Buckeye Nation enjoys that win, because to come in here to win like that after winning the way we did last year, because we physically got after them last year. We did. Put the film on. A lot of people make a lot of comments that don't watch film. Put the film on and watch what goes on. And for us to hang in there, because the momentum was going with Notre Dame at one point, and our guys stuck their foot in the ground, and JT makes a big-time play, and the guts of our team to go and win that game on the road. You're going to tell me this team's not physical, not tough? You're wrong.
Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
You talked earlier this week that the experience levels of these quarterbacks might be a factor in this game. You give the ball back to Kyle with 65 yards to go and 68 seconds. What did you see from him tonight?
Well, you judge a quarterback on third down, the red zone, and 2 minutes. Third down, I was just looking at the stats, was pretty good. You know, 10 of 17. There was some nice third down conversions there. You know, and then to win the game in a 2-minute drill, that's what great quarterbacks do. And for his first top 10 road game to be put in that situation and come through says a lot about his future. I mean, there was some big time throws in there, hung in there, he's poised, and what a great win for our program. But yeah, for Kyle to come into that spot, that's big.
Clay Hall, WSYX.
Ryan, your biggest win at Ohio State, and how liberating is this to maybe get some stuff off your back?
Yeah, well, I'm happy for our team because, you know, a lot of kids, people were taking shots at this team. And, you know, when it's one play away, it really hurts. But we just finished it with one play right there. And it's very fitting. And that's what we just, you know, celebrated in the locker room, and we'll continue to celebrate for a little while.
You were fairly emotional coming off that field. What were you feeling at that moment?
Well, I've been emotional. Team will tell you that for the last couple of days. When I started hearing some of the things that we're saying, first off, it's not true. I don't know where people get off just saying things. It really upsets me. Put the film on. People make comments, and they don't watch film. Our guys are tough. They're physical. They do. They get after it. And they did it again tonight.
And you said that was Coach Holtz?
Yeah, it was.
Front row, Tim May on 3.
I don't know where he gets off saying those type of things. I don't. I mean, I have some other things I'd like to say, too, but I'm not going to say that because I'm more respectful than he is.
Pass to Igbuka down to the 1 yard line. Key play, obviously, and then the run, the choice of the run with Chip, you know, for the touchdown. What went into those calls? What did you see? What were you thinking? What was the message to Kyle, I guess?
In the 2 minute.
Yeah.
You're talking about 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, we spent some time. Is Kyle in here?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we spent some time talking about 2 minute today, right? Yeah. And it just talks about how when you work a game plan, you just keep grinding and you keep working and you keep working all the way up until 4 hours before the game. We met on 2 minute. We met with the receivers. We showed what we were expecting in that moment. And you never know exactly what you're going to get, but I think Kyle had good poise. I thought the protection was good, and there was some really clutch catches out there. Certainly, Emeka had a big one.
Over here to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
You have one play you run it that probably surprised some people based on what's been said. Who made that call, and was there any doubt that you were going to run that play?
Me. I made the call. Was there doubt? I think I looked at the clock and knew there were 3 seconds left. So I'm thinking that's the last play anyways. You know what I'm saying? I knew we couldn't get 2 plays with no timeouts because we lost the timeout on the grounding. So I said, well, you know, at this point, it probably just makes sense for 1 yard. Not only do we need to get that yard for this program, but I felt like it was the right thing to do schematically.
Over here to the right, Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Ryan, you've done a lot of press conferences. You've won a lot of games, been in some emotional games. And I don't think I've seen you like this before. Can you explain just kind of like where your headspace was coming into this game and why you might be as emotional as you
sure.
are right now?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt I am emotional. Because, you know, in life, when people start talking and say things about you, at some point you got to put a foot in the ground. And our team did that. And it was a life lesson. It was. You know, we always say ignore the noise. But every once in a while, after a while, someone's poking at you. You got to stand up for what you believe in. And that's the way, you know, I was raised. And that's the way I'm going to be moving forward. And I got a bunch of guys in there that I love, that I work with every single day. And to hear some of the things that were said, I mean, I get Ohio against the world. But we needed to go play like that today. We needed to win like that. To stop that narrative that's going on out there, because it's not true. And to win like that, the way we did, I think it's going to do that.
Did that have as much to do with that last call as anything else?
Yes, 1,000%. And I think it's going to go down, and you know, and as one of the big wins in Ohio State history. It's one of the clutch fourth down comebacks on the road in the top 10 environment. And then, you know, we had this home and home with Notre Dame to go 2-0. Says a lot about this team.
Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Right in 2 minutes. Kyle looks better on third and fourth down than he did on first and fourth down.
You can ask him. He's coming up next.
you talk about this cool, collective character who never gets rattled at all. And then on first and second down, he looks not as good. On the third and fourth down, he's completely passing the piece. What goes into that, and what goes through your mind on the third and fourth down? You see him drop that.
You know, I haven't quite thought of it like that. But I'm going to now process and watch it the way you're saying it. I don't know if it has to do with, you know, the concepts. You know, I'm not sure. We'll look at it. I thought he made some nice throws on first and second down, but he did his best ball on third down. I thought he played his best ball on third down today. You know, we didn't really give him a great opportunity down the red zone. We were running the ball and got down there a little bit more. I probably could have taken some opportunities. I thought he threw a nice ball on the one that they called back on Emeka. That was a nice throw. Didn't quite work out. But the bottom line is he competed and won a game like this. And that's the start.
We got to have time just for a couple more. Steven Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan.
Behave from that one. Okay. You're good.
Okay. The start is, how is Marvin after, you know, the ankle thing? But also, they went out of their way to take him away at times. How did you maybe adjust to that as the game went all the way?
Yeah.
Two guys on him at all times.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to get it to him the best we could, but, you know, when they decide they're going to double him in those situations, we have to, you know, continue to try to find ways. But I thought he showed toughness. You know, to come back after, you know, he had his ankle pretty good down. He was down there for a minute to tape it up and to play the way he did. But he also, you know, I've said this before, in a two-minute situation, if you're going to double him, somebody's in a one-on-one. And every time we talk about bracket, Kyle, what do we say? Find the what?
One-on-one.
That's it. And so someone's going to be in a one-on-one, so they got to win. Right? And so, you know, Marvin doesn't get the catch to win the game, although we tried to get it to him right down in the sprint out. But his presence made a huge impact on the game. And if he doesn't come back after rolling his, or it was, yeah, he sprained his ankle. If he doesn't come back after that, maybe he doesn't draw the attention that opened up Emeka. And again, you talk about toughness right there, that was toughness by 18.
Tony Gerdman, Buckeye Huddle.
Hey, Brian, before the game, Chips came up behind you and kind of eased you to your concerns. What happened there? What did he say?
That's a ritual. So he does that now. He always scares the heck out of me and rattles my cage. But yes, during the deep balls, he comes up behind me, and I'm like, what was that? And there was a little bit something extra before the game. There was a few extra things before the game.
What's going through your mind when you're watching the review, waiting for the review on his touchdown?
Touchdown. I couldn't even possibly think if I don't get one of these calls. I said, well, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I was thinking there's got to be somebody watching right now, right? I mean, you can't take this away from us.
Any national folks that I didn't miss? Adam Rittenberg, ESPN?
Yeah, Ryan, you're the Ohio State coach. You're going to get criticism. What was it that really got to you that has led to kind of...
Yeah, then people said we weren't physical.
Not tough.
Yeah, they said we weren't physical. They were going to run the ball over the place on us. And, I mean, where did people get off saying that? There was a half of football that I agree with up in Ann Arbor 2 years ago that was not very well done at all. It was bad. And What else has that happened? I want to know, because that's not true. And I take offense to that, and I know everybody else in Buckeye Nation does too. And so, you know, we're going to let that happen to us tonight.
Coach, thank you very much
for
your time.